Now, I know change can feel scary, but what if we leaned into it with curiosity instead of fear? What if AI gives us the tools to solve problems we never thought possible? Curing diseases, reducing waste, creating a more sustainable future. Hey there, and welcome to Development Nerds, the podcast for ambitious professionals ready to break free from the status quo and build a career you actually love. If you've got a million dreams of finding a career that excites you, one that makes you want to jump out of bed every morning, and a relentless drive to develop yourself and others, this is where you want to be. I am Candace Mitchell, your tough love mentor, here with real stories, practical AF advice, and zero fluff. I've seen firsthand that success isn't always glamorous, but with grit and the right mindset, you can create a career that gives you joy and energy, even when things get tough. We'll dive into how to wake up excited for your work, how to find joy in your 9-to-5, and what it really takes to feel energized by what you do. Whether I'm doing a solo episode or chatting with one of our amazing guests, you'll leave with something you can use to start loving your work. So if you're on a walk, in your car, or cycling with that fresh air, let's dive in. All right, let's play a game. Imagine it's 2030. Your AI assistant has just planned your day, answered your emails, and even suggested the perfect way to present your big idea at work. Sounds dreamy, right? But here's the question. Where does your brilliance fit in? And let me tell you, it does. And today we're going to talk about why your humanness is the secret sauce that makes this tech revolution actually work. Today, we're diving into something that's on everyone's mind: the way AI is transforming the workplace. But before you start picturing robots in every cubicle, let's reframe that conversation. This isn't about losing our jobs. It's about redefining how we work and, more importantly, how we thrive in this new world. We're going to talk about the skills, or as I like to call them, core capabilities, that make us irreplaceable, no matter how advanced technology gets. So if you've ever wondered how to stay relevant in the future of work, this episode is for you. We are going to cover 4 sections throughout this episode. So let's jump into section 1. The future is human. Okay, let's address this elephant in the room, or the algorithm in the room, if you will. AI. It is everywhere. And if we're being honest, we're all feeling a little weird about it. Sure, AI can write, analyze, predict, and even paint a better sunset than I ever could. But let's be real. It also makes us wonder, like, what's left for us to do? And hey, I get it. It is totally unsettling to think about. I mean, I am human. You're human. Well, I assume you are. And while the headlines love to go full doomsday, let me tell you this. It is not all doom and gloom. AI doesn't have to replace us. And in fact, it can partner with us and even make us better at what we do. But only if we prioritize what makes us, well, human. Here's what happens if we don't. We lose creativity and connection. Imagine an L&D world where every decision is driven purely by data. No gut feelings, no storytelling, no intuition. Sure, I mean, data is great and necessary, but it doesn't inspire people. It doesn't build trust with teams or rally a room around a big idea. And that is your job. So if we lean too heavily on tech without centering people, we risk turning learning into just another algorithm to optimize, soulless and boring. We create a workforce of check-the-box robots. And if we focus only on tech skills, like mastering the latest tools or coding languages, we miss out on the real magic, which is teaching people how to think critically, communicate effectively, and collaborate. The real magic, which is teaching people how to think critically, communicate effectively, and collaborate across diverse teams. Without these human skills, we're just producing super efficient task machines, basically less charming versions of R2-D2. We ignore the mental toll. Constant reliance on tech can make people feel isolated or totally undervalued. No one wants to feel like they're just there to fill gaps where machines can't reach yet. People need purpose, connection, and meaning in their work, not just another dashboard to update. And here's the thing, it doesn't have to be this way. AI isn't here to replace us. It's here to work with us, amplify our strengths, and yes, take away those tasks that feel like a real slog. Take the script, for example. I researched, I did the brainstorming, I chatted with my ChatGPT. I still need to name her. Let's call her something fabulous, like the script whisperer for now. We bounced ideas back and forth, grouped everything into buckets, and refined my horrendously messy first draft into something that actually sounds like me, but a bit flowier. She didn't take away from the work I had to do. She just made it faster, better, and let me focus on the big picture. And that's what we should all aim for in the workplace, a balance where AI handles the repetitive stuff and we focus on the big, meaningful human stuff. Because no matter how advanced AI gets, it cannot replace trust, creativity, and those light bulb moments we bring to the table. Jumping into section 2, core capabilities, the true for all skills. Okay, it is time for my favorite soapbox moment, core capabilities. And let's clear something up. These aren't just soft skills. Soft skills sound like something optional, like sprinkles on a cupcake. But core capabilities, on the other hand, are the foundation, the whole cupcake, if you will. You cannot lead a team, drive a strategy, or adapt to a single change in the workplace without these skills. So here is why they are essential. Let's break it down piece by piece and imagine the consequences of not having them. First is the C for connect. And this isn't just about shaking hands and making some small talk at conferences. Although don't get me wrong, I love a good conference coffee line chat. Connection has two parts. Connecting with people, which are building relationships, fostering trust, creating collaboration that actually works. And connecting the dots, which is thinking strategically, seeing the big picture, and anticipating what's coming next. Now, what happens if we skip this? With our connection with people, teams fall apart. There is no trust, no collaboration, and suddenly you're running a workplace full of silos. It's like a bad episode of Survivor where everyone is just out for themselves. Project stalls, communication breaks down, and morale, well, that is just simply down the drain. And then without connecting the dots, well, let's just say you're driving without a GPS. And although some of you listening might remember the good old days of maps, we need that GPS right now. Strategic thinking allows us to anticipate changes, navigate all those challenges, and align short-term actions with long-term goals. Skip it and you're just reacting to fires instead of preventing them. So if we do not prioritize connection, we're left with chaos, misaligned teams, missed opportunities, and workplace that feels like hamster wheels, running but going absolutely nowhere. Next up is the O for optimize. And let's also talk about that cost of inefficiency. This isn't just about tech. Sure, we like that shiny AI tool, but optimization is also about processes, critical thinking, and the right decision making. It's about cutting through red tape and asking, does this actually make sense? Now imagine if we don't optimize. Teams will be absolutely drowning in inefficiencies, meetings that could have been emails, systems that create more work than they save, decisions made without data. It's exhausting. Critical thinking gets replaced by, this is how we've always done it. And suddenly we're solving 2025 problems with 1995 solutions. And spoiler alert, that doesn't work. And let's not forget about burnout. Without optimization, people spend their energy on repetitive tasks and bad processes instead of meaningful, impactful work. So optimization isn't just about doing things faster. It's about doing things better. It's about making sure every ounce of effort is aligned with the outcomes that matter. Okay, it's time for the R, resilience, and that danger of fragility. This one is a huge one because let's face it, the only thing predictable about the workplace these days is its unpredictability. I know, cue the cheesy. But resilience is what keeps us standing when the ground shifts, and it always shifts. Here's what happens without it. Employees crumble under pressure. A single failed project, a difficult quarter, or a tough conversation becomes the end of a world instead of a learning moment. Organizations lose their ability to adapt. So without resilience, we're stuck in survival mode, unable to pivot or innovate when things don't go as planned. And worst of all, the fear of failure. Teams play it safe, avoid risks, and miss out on big wins because they're too scared of what could go wrong. Resilience is about standing your ground and bouncing back. It's about looking failure in the eye and saying, thanks for the lesson. I'll do better next time. Without it, we do not grow. We shrink. And now for the final piece of this core puzzle, EQ, which is the foundation of human connection. This isn't just about being empathetic. It is about being aware. Aware of yourself, aware of others, and aware of the bigger environment. How everything we do impacts everything else. EQ is the glue that holds teams, relationships, and even strategies together. All right, so what happens if we don't prioritize EQ? Self-awareness goes out the window. Without understanding our own emotions and triggers, we cannot regulate our behavior. And that impacts how we show up for our teams. Awareness of others suffers. Instead of understanding what drives people, we default to assumptions, which leads to conflict, miscommunication, and fractured relationships. The bigger picture gets blurry. Without EQ, we fail to see how individual actions ripple across the entire organization, impacting goals, culture, and collaboration. EQ isn't just a nice to have. It is the playbook for human connection. It is how we navigate tough conversations, manage diverse teams, and create workplaces where people feel seen, valued, and inspired to bring their best selves. And I don't know about you, but that sounds pretty important to me. And here's a truth. AI might calculate metrics or automate tasks, but EQ is what turns a group of individuals into a high-performing team. And in a world that's constantly evolving, it is the one skill that will never, ever go out of style. Here's the thing about core capabilities. They are not just another list of soft skills. They're the skills. Think about it. What human capability isn't covered by connection, optimization, resilience, or empathy? Communication, that's connection. Critical thinking, optimization. Adaptability, resilience. Emotional intelligence, empathy. Core is everything we need to thrive in the modern workplace, no matter your level or role. It is what makes us human and what makes us irreplaceable. So when you hear someone calling these soft skills, feel free to correct them. These are core capabilities, and they're the foundation every person needs at every level. Okay, it is time for section 3. AI plus EQ equals the dream team. Let's face it, AI is changing the way we work rapidly, like blink and the workplace looks different, kind of rapid. And while it can feel overwhelming, let me tell you something I believe to be true. This isn't the end of work as we know it. It is the beginning of a better way to work. Yep, AI is going to take over those tasks, processes, even entire job functions. But here is the thing. What's left for us is the good stuff, the creative, the strategic, the human stuff. And if we get this balance right, AI and EQ together could create a workplace that's not just efficient, but is also deeply meaningful. Let's talk about the future of the workplace. We won't recognize it soon. And honestly, like I say, it's not a bad thing. Imagine this. What if we get to do the work we love? AI takes over those repetitive, mind-numbing tasks that feel like a slog, like sorting through data. Yeah, that's me. Scheduling meetings or generating reports. And we spend our time creating, leading, and innovating. What if we get to prioritize our families? With AI streamlining workflows and reducing inefficiencies, work could finally fit around life instead of the other way around. Picture a world where you're not stuck at your desk until 6 p.m. or later because of some manual processes. And what if we still earn enough money to actually live a great life? As AI makes businesses more productive, we'll have opportunities to channel that inefficiency into fairer pay, more meaningful roles, and even shorter work weeks. Yes, to Fridays off. What if we're not tethered to that 9-to-5 and AI can enable us to work asynchronously from anywhere on schedules that actually align with our natural rhythms? Early birds and night owls rejoice. You do you. What if we become collaborators with technology? Instead of fearing AI as a competitor, we embrace it as a colleague, a partner that amplifies our strengths and fills in the gaps where we need support. What if we rediscover joy in our work by focusing on emotional intelligence, understanding ourselves, others, and the world around us? We can create workplaces where people feel valued, energized, and excited to contribute. Doesn't that sound amazing? AI isn't here to replace our humanness. It is here to make space for it. And now here is where EQ becomes the game changer. AI is great at handling the what. What needs to happen, what the data says, what patterns it can predict. But EQ is about the how. How we connect, how we make decisions, how we bring people together. And think about this. AI might tell you what strategy will increase productivity, but EQ helps you figure out how to implement it without burning out your team. AI might predict what skills your workforce will need in 5 years, but EQ ensures your people feel supported, seen, and ready to adapt. AI might automate customer interactions, while EQ ensures these interactions still feel human, genuine, and warm. EQ is the secret sauce that makes AI truly effective. It is the human touch that turns data into decisions and strategy into success. Now, I know change can feel scary, but what if we leaned into it with curiosity instead of fear? What if AI gives us the tools to solve problems we never thought possible? Curing diseases, reducing waste, creating a more sustainable future. What if EQ helps us navigate these changes, ensuring we stay connected, ethical, and compassionate in the process? And what if this shift makes work less about clocking hours and more about creating value, meaning, and impact? This isn't just wishful thinking. It's the direction we're heading if we embrace AI and EQ as a team. And you are at the forefront of this shift. You are the one who gets to guide your organization, your team, and yourself into this new era. And trust me, the future needs leaders like you. Leaders who are both tech savvy and emotionally intelligent. So here is my challenge for you. Don't bury your head in the sand and pretend AI isn't coming. It is. Or actually, it's here. But also, don't forget what makes you human. Your creativity, your empathy, and your ability to adapt. These are your biggest strengths. Together, AI and EQ are the dream team. They're not here to replace us. They're here to help us evolve, to create workplaces we actually love, and to unlock possibilities we've only ever dreamed of. The fourth and final section for today is why now? The tech learning symbiosis. Okay, we're standing at a crossroads where technology and human capability intersect like never before. I found Pascal Bornet, and if you're not following him, follow him now. Link in the episode notes. He is a leading voice in intelligent automation, and he emphasizes that the fusion of AI and human skills isn't just beneficial, but it is absolutely critical for thriving in today's rapidly evolving landscape. So here's the thing, this transformation isn't waiting for anyone. Companies like KPMG are already embedding AI across all operations, enabling employees to utilize tools like GPT and Copilot to enhance their efficiency. Meanwhile, Canva is integrating AI technologies to democratize design, making sophisticated tools accessible to everyone. And even though they're doing this, I still struggle with design. So we've got a way to go. So why is now the time to act? Because standing still means falling behind. The workplace is evolving at breakneck speed, and those who hesitate will become obsolete. As AI continues to advance, the key to a successful workplace will be finding ways to balance and integrate human and AI capabilities, ensuring that both work together seamlessly. Imagine a future where AI handles the mundane, freeing you up to be that strategic, creative self and create meaningful work. It's not a distant dream. It's happening now. But to harness this, you must be proactive. Embrace continuous learning, develop your core capabilities, and position yourself as that indispensable asset in this new era. The bottom line, the fusion of AI and human skills is reshaping industries. And to thrive, act now. Equip yourself with these tools and, very importantly, the mindset to navigate this change and lead it for others. The future is going to favor the proactive. So let's get moving. All right, your next step is simple. If you haven't already, check out the episode on L&D Mega Trends for 2025. It is packed with insights on the big shifts shaping our industry and will give you even more context for today's conversation. The link will be in the description. So go ahead, get listening, because the future of learning and development is calling. And trust me, you're going to want to pick up that call. Thank you for spending your time with us on the Development Nerds podcast. Remember, grit is everything, and you've got what it takes to make your career something you truly love. If today's episode gave you something to think about, go put it into action. We'll be back with more real stories, practical advice, and tough love to help you find joy in your work. There's no other way to say this. We're friends now. See you next time.